Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Pastor, well, y'all did well on the exam. I think there were 98 A's, 52 were perfect, 21 B's. I think there were what? Two C's, two D's. So that's very good. Keep it up. Amen. You know, this is not no valedictorian and all that kind of stuff. Just want to make sure that you're paying attention in class. Amen? All right. Thank God for our apostle. Let's do that. Be thankful. Father, we thank you for this school of ministry. We thank you for the apostolic covering that we have over this ministry. We thank you that by precepts, by examples, line upon line, precept upon precept, he's training us and teaching us how to have good success in life and in ministry, and we're thankful for it. Thank you for these students. Thank you for the commitment that they made to be a part of this school, and I know that their lives will never be the same, and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Catching the Waves, Chapter 5. We're going to start with point number 6. This is manifestations of the Holy Spirit during times of revival. So number 6 is what?
Unspeakable joy and laughter.
Unspeakable joy and laughter is a move of the Spirit during times of revival. Okay.
This manifestation is often rejected.
Is often rejected
because there's no biblical evidence.
Because there's no biblical evidence. That means there's no scriptural proof
that it did happen in the upper room.
That it did happen. Notice what he said, in the upper room. Go ahead.
Number one, it is a weapon.
Number one, we find out though that laughter is a weapon. Laughter is a what?
Weapon.
Laughter is a what? So see, there are times when you have challenges in your life. I'm going to help some of y'all. You know, y'all, see, in ministry, there's some stuff you got to go through. But watch what I'm about to tell you. Learn how to laugh all the way through it, knowing the end from the beginning, because laughter is a weapon. Laughter intimidates your enemy. Are you listening? That's why you see boxers. You can tell which one going to win. Yeah, you got that one that's trying to showboat, and that other one just looking at him right in the eye. Say, you know. Yep, that's what Muhammad Ali did. He saying, 7, you gone. So now imagine you getting through the first 6 in round 7, you know it's coming. Are you listening? So laughter is like that to the enemy. In the midst of your greatest challenges in life, laugh. Go ahead.
Joy and laughter is a weapon of intimidation.
Is a weapon of intimidation
against the enemy.
Against the enemy.
This supernatural manifestation
is based upon the fact that Jesus
has triumphed gloriously over the works of the enemy.
Now y'all know what 1 John 3:8 say. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy, that he might make inoperative the works of the enemy. Jesus was never afraid of no challenge that showed up. Are you listening to me? I told y'all Lazarus was dead. Jesus waited 2 more days extra. Make sure he good and dead. Amen. Amen. You know, I love the life I live. I love ministry. Amen. And I often say this, I was built to walk through challenges. See, some of y'all on that, there you go. You got to understand some stuff. Read, sir.
Number 2, it is a kingdom expression.
Laughter is a kingdom expression.
There's a deep sense of righteousness.
There's a deep sense of righteousness.
And a sense of worth.
And a sense of worth.
And belonging before God.
And longing before God.
God gives us the oil of gladness.
God gives us the oil of gladness.
And joy for the spirit of heaviness.
God gives us the oil of gladness and joy for the spirit of what?
Heaviness.
Okay, so when you're heavy, unless you had a turkeyless Thanksgiving. But if you are heavy, now y'all know what I'm talking about, sometimes the enemy will come at you with multiple things. Are you listening? But you have to know that, watch this. Now watch what I'm about to say. I'm about to make a key statement. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. It didn't say your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So you have to learn how to tap into the joy of the Lord, which is one of the fruit of the recreated, born again human spirit that's already in you. Are you listening? Are you listening? We have the fruit of the Spirit in us. You know, like Capital 2:1, what's in your wallet? Uh-huh. See, when people are troubled, they need to come to us and find peace. Hey, that's the reality. But if you all disturbed, are you listening? Read, sir.
It is a healing balm.
Laughter is a healing balm.
In His presence, there's fullness of joy.
And in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. And joy, pleasure, unspeakable joy, and full of glory. Read.
And pleasures forevermore.
And pleasures forevermore. Go ahead.
Joy and laughter is a means of practicing preventive medicine.
Joy and laughter is a means of practicing, watch this, preventative medicine. Are you listening? I'm taking care of business, woman. You don't play that in the church. Now, look, preventive medicine, joy and laughter is preventative medicine. Y'all want to know, most sickness and disease is tied to stress. People are stressed out about life, money issues. You can say what you want. Them bills bark. And will keep you up, like Lionel Richie say, all night long. Ain't no fiesta going on up in here. That bill due tomorrow. I'm trying to see who the Lord gonna talk to. I need you, Jesus. I'm just trying to show y'all, but most sickness and disease is stress related. That's why you have to learn how to laugh. You have to learn how to laugh. You understand? You have to learn how to laugh. Most people think I laugh when it's funny. No, I'm a laugh to let the enemy know. When you said that stupidity, because number one, all the enemy can do is lie. If he tell you you're sick, you're healed. If he tell you you're broke, you're rich. Oh, that's all right. Come on, go ahead, son.
God laughs through us.
God laughs what? God laughs through us. God laughs through us. Go ahead. Well, look, God has a sense of humor. When God told Abraham, God said, Abraham, you're 99 years old, but you're going to have a child. Now, Abraham knew he ain't had no bullets. And Sarah, his wife, womb was dead. She ain't had no eggs. And here God showing up. Come on, talk to me. God showing up telling him, you're going to have a child. Y'all better hear what I'm about to say. Huh? Sarah in the back there laughing. Sarah back there going, y'all better hear me. The Lord is tripping. Abe ain't got nothing going on. I don't have nothing got going on. Last I heard, 0 times 0 is 0. Ain't nothing going on up in here. And God said, hold up here. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything too hard for me? So by this time, next year, you're going to bring forth the son. And since you thought it was funny, I'm going to name him Isaac. Laughter. Y'all ain't talking to me. What God was trying to show us in that is you have to laugh when things seem like they're impossible, because with God, nothing is impossible. God trying to get y'all laugh at yourself now. Go ahead. Read.
The Holy Spirit releases us.
The Holy Spirit releases us
from the clutches of fear.
From the clutches of fear
and despair.
And despair.
And trance.
And trance.
Our own natural emotions.
Our own and trains our own natural emotions.
For wholesome expression.
For wholesome expression. Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit takes us out of captivity.
The Holy Spirit will take us out of captivity.
And fills our mouth with laughter.
And fill our mouths with laughter.
And according to the prophecy of Psalms 126, 122.
And now, according to Psalm 126, 1 and 2. You might look at that real quick. You don't have to turn. Let them turn. They can read. I'm coaching. Y'all read when I say read. Okay, and it shouldn't take y'all all that time. When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion, y'all ain't there yet? We were like them that what? Dream. And then was our mouth what? Notice it says, when God turned our captivity, we were like them that dreamed that then our mouths were filled with what?
Laughter.
You know, I'm just being real with you. God will do things for you, make you laugh. Because you'd be like, Lord, I don't know how you did that one. Man, that was real funny. The enemy really thought he had me jammed up there. And you slipped a Mickey on it. Go ahead, sir.
Number 7, prophecy and prophetic. Action.
Come on, number 7, prophecy and prophetic action. Read like you got something, you know.
The supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The supernatural what?
Outpouring.
The supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Releases a prophetic mantle.
Releases a prophetic mantle.
On the spirit of prophecy.
On the spirit of prophecy.
Over the congregation.
Over the congregation.
The Holy Spirit quickens and intensifies.
The Holy Spirit will quicken and intensify.
The level of prophecy.
The level of prophecy.
Over the believers causing an outbreak.
Over the believers causing an outbreak.
Of prophetic utterance.
Of prophetic utterance. Go ahead.
In revivals.
In revivals,
the prophetic utterances are also used as divine announcements.
Are also used as divine announcements
of God's agenda.
Of God's agenda. That's why prophecy is so important. See, never despise prophesying. God is announcing the end from the beginning. Are you listening? Matter of fact, all of God's children should desire to prophesy. Are you listening? You should desire to prophesy because when you prophesy, you're edifying the entire church. Most of us just want to speak in tongues and get happy. Are you listening? Are you listening? But praying in tongues or speaking in tongues, you will build up yourself. Are you listening? But when you pray in an unknown tongue and you ask God to interpret that which you are praying in an unknown tongue, that is equivalent to prophecy. Y'all got it? So instead of spending a lot of time just praying in tongues, and nothing's happening, ask God to reveal to you what you're praying about. Ask the Spirit to interpret what you're praying about. That's how you're going to help somebody. Are you listening? So prophecy is a dime. Tongues, are you listening to me? Unknown tongues and interpreting those unknown tongues are 2 nickels. Last I checked, 2 nickels is equal to 1 dime. Okay, y'all to catch that. But I think that was simple enough. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
God's strategies are often revealed in the prophetic gathering.
Are often revealed in the prophetic gatherings.
And divine announcements. Are made on the coming agenda.
Are made on God's coming agenda.
The most dramatic manifestations. Is prophetic actions. These are corresponding actions. To inspire prophecy. That is uttered. Number 8, drunk with the Spirit.
Yeah, see, these are manifestations. You can get drunk in the Spirit. All right, go ahead.
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
Now, Ephesians 5, 18.
It tells us not to be drunk with wine.
It says not to be drunk with wine.
Because this is a sign of a lack of self-control.
Well, it says wherein is excess. See, it says be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Are you listening? Now, yeah. Because when you overdrink, that's a lack of self-control. Now, don't out here talking about it, tell no apostle, I ain't told you nothing about no drinking. Because I don't even like drinking. I don't even like the stuff. I don't even know how people can drink beer. And they try to give me wine and all that. I don't care what. I don't like it. So don't be talking. But the inference here is be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Whenever you do something in excess, that means you don't have no self-control. But it says, but rather be ye filled with the Spirit. Now, that's a good drunk. That's a good high. Y'all, I'm just telling you, it's okay to get there. It's no such thing as I can't stop. I don't want to stop. See, when you really get out in your prayer language and really get out there, you really don't want to come back in. Unless you know, you kind of. And y'all know, sometimes you get to looking at the watch, it take you longer, don't it? Huh? Because you thought you prayed for half an hour, you were 2 minutes out. Okay, come on.
There comes a time. When we are so filled with the Spirit.
When we're so filled with the Spirit.
That our performance may become suggestive.
That our performance may become.
Suggestive.
Suggestive.
That we are drunk.
That we are drunk.
After a heavy soaking in the presence of the Holy
After
Spirit.
After a heavy soaking in the presence of God's Holy Spirit.
We could be seen staggering around the place.
We can be seen staggering around the place.
Our movements are uncoordinated. And we need not to be supported for us to walk around.
All right, you need to be supported in order to walk around. Now, I've seen that, but I also want to caution you something. You can't fake this. Are you listening? Sometimes people fake moving in the Spirit. We'll talk about that in the next chapter. Go ahead.
Okay, number 9 is deep sleep.
Deep sleep.
This manifestation of the Spirit.
This manifestation of the Spirit.
Is similar to being slain in the Spirit.
Now, it is similar to being slain in the Spirit.
But it is greater intensity.
But it is greater in intensity.
And deeper in its work within the Spirit.
And it is deeper in its work within the realm of the Spirit.
Of the believer.
Of the believer.
There are two incidents in the Bible.
There are two instances in the Bible.
That records this unusual manifestation.
Of
the Holy Spirit. One was in Genesis 2:21.
Now in Genesis 2:21.
When God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
Y'all remember when God caused the deep sleep to fall upon Adam?
Yes.
What did God take out of him?
A rib.
Isn't that something? But he had to put him in a deep sleep. Are you listening? All right, go ahead, the next one.
The other in Genesis 15:12-21.
And Genesis 15:12-21.
When a deep sleep fell upon Abraham.
Yeah, y'all remember when God cut covenant with Abraham? Mm-hmm. A deep sleep fell upon him. When Abraham told God, lo, you have given me no seed. You made this big promise to me, but I don't have no child as of yet. See, be careful. Remember, God in Genesis 12 talked to him about the seed. Are you listening to me? Huh? When he was 75 years old. Huh? 11 years later, Abraham and Sarah concocted their own idea. Are you listening? Well, maybe God don't want me to have no child, Abraham. Go into Hagar, my servant. Are you listening? Uh-huh. Hagar got pregnant. Huh? Uh-huh. But God didn't tell him to do that. Are you listening? I'm trying to show you something about, don't worry about time. Time is irrelevant when you're dealing with God. God has a time and a season for every purpose under the sun. And oftentimes, God wait till you come to the end of you so he can bring forward his promise in your life. I'm just trying to tell you. Are you listening? So when Abram came to God saying, now, Lord, you promised me seed. How shall I know this is going to happen? God said, I'm going to cause a deep sleep to fall upon you. And I'm going to show you something in the Spirit. I'm going to show you me cutting covenant with me, making a promise to you. Well, the Bible said when God couldn't find nobody to swear by, he swore by himself he was going to bless Abram. Uh-huh. And he did. Made his name great. Mm-hmm. Caused him to be a blessing. Okay, go ahead, sir.
In deep sleep, God seals the destiny of those who are going to be blessed.
Healed.
Delivered and impacted by our lives. God will give us greater depth.
To these experiences as we approach.
His throne of grace with love. Worship and humility.
Go ahead, sir. I want to add something else. Thanksgiving. Go out there and listen to Apostle's tape on Thanksgiving. It'll speed things up for you. Are you listening? We're talking about catching the waves of revival. Some things I'm going to tell you not in that book. I'm sticking with the book, but I want to share there are some things Apostle talked to us about. Are you listening? Being thankful is a real weapon. Listen to it. Hey, go to his website. It's available to you. Go ahead. Number 10, read.
When the Holy Spirit, power and presence, hits a believer in a way. It happens in a revival. It can only result in a changed life. The person receives a quickening spirit. To move towards maturity. He receives divine enabling. To put away sins and things.
That has been holding him down. This all happens in revival.
Number 11, dramatic healing and miracles
often takes place in times of revival. Go ahead.
The revival manifestations. The list can never be complete. Without the supernatural healing and miracles.
Breaking forth. Now that's why I said Twitter. Instagram, Facebook, amen, Periscope. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to use all of these as avenues to propagate the gospel because God created technology to help us to move it out. Are you listening? But watch what I'm about to say. Technology is no substitute for being there. And I see y'all are gonna talk. See, people, because services now are being streamlined and over the airwaves, people get comfortable and won't stay at home and be eating biscuits. Why are they listening to the word? You can't feed your flesh and spirit at the same time. It's best to be there. Why? Because you want to be in that atmosphere where signs, wonders, and miracles are being demonstrated. Because y'all know you can fix some stuff up on Instagram. Oh, now y'all don't want to talk. You make a picture and make things do all kind of stuff. Read, sir.
The miracles not only happen. In the healing lines. But also in the midst of the congregation.
But they happen also in the midst of the congregation. In other words, when the Holy Spirit is moving, you don't have to be in the line. I'm just telling you. He will call things out. Go ahead.
In the last day revival will not only exceed in the number of healings, but also in the magnitude of power available for the church
to complete her work of world evangelism
with signs, wonders, and healing.
Now, what's important about that is, you know, even during times of great revival, you can't great revival without the preaching of the word. Because God only confirms his word with signs, wonders, and miracles following. Are you listening? Now, and right now, we ought to have a great expectancy to see the power of God move unprecedented ways in our churches and in our ministries and in our personal lives. God wants to use you. Oh, Lord. God wants to use you. See, people can't come around me talking about they have a headache.
I want to know if you want a BC powder, Bayer, Buffer, Niacin, or you want me to either stir it or put my hands on you. Well, that's the real deal. Because people have no way of contacting who God really is, and we say, take two Advil. That's the truth. And I don't care what they tell you wrong. God can handle it. That's why we have to be sensitive. God wants all believers open. There are people that are not in my sphere or realm of influence, but they are in yours. They will not know God in any dimension if you don't reveal him to them. Amen. They need to know you got power. Oh, no. Go ahead, sir.
Number 12, demonic kingdom shattered.
The demonic kingdom is shattered during times of revival. Hurry up. What we got?
Satanic bondage.
Satanic bondage.
Will be broken because of the supernatural manifestations.
Will be broken because of the supernatural manifestations.
Of Jesus either.
Of Jesus in the believer.
God will release a greater anointing.
God will release a greater anointing.
Or of the discerning of the spirits.
Of the discerning of spirits.
On the church.
On the church.
To be able to detect and test.
To be able to detect and to test.
And every spirit. To detect and test every spirit.
All right. You say in every spirit. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you said the and that threw me off. That's okay. Now this is very important. Because Apostle Thompson always teaches us that. He said it takes the Holy Spirit to enter into the spirit world. Are you listening? The Bible talks about proving all things. See, everything you see go on in church is not all the time apostolic and prophetic. Some people like to perform. That's why you need strong government. In many meetings, we don't see these manifestations in Apostle Thompson meeting, and I'm going to tell you why, because the enemy knows where he can cut up. See, I done been in meetings where just stupidity go on. Amen. See, we allowing prophecy and all of those things to get out of hand. I'm just trying to help you. Y'all better get rid of these parking lot prophets and telephone prophets. I'm just trying to tell you, you know, the real authentic, if anybody have a real prophecy for you, huh? Huh? Let them tell you in front of your pastor. But if they tell you they don't want your pastor to know, you tell them that for you. Hold that. Go ahead.
The church advancing the kingdom.
The church will be advancing the kingdom
of God.
Of God.
With such force and wisdom.
With such force and with such wisdom.
That will shatter the gates of hell.
It will shatter the gates of hell. That's why I said this, and I'll say it 1,000 times. We're not preparing you to go to heaven. Oh, Lord. Don't suck all the air off the thing. The mission of the church is not to train us to go to heaven. The mission of the church is to bring heaven to earth. That's our mission. That's our mission. That's our assignment. That the kingdom of God would be made manifest. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in the earth realm. We're not being trained to get ready to go to heaven. That's why proving and testing people is important. There are many people want to call themselves apostles and don't like Apostle Thompson. But don't you despise him, because it's not important what people are saying. What's important is what you believe about him. Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And some say he's Elias. Some say you was Isaiah the prophet. Somebody say you were Jeremiah the prophet. Somebody say you were John the Baptist come back from the dead. Jesus said that's what they said. Now I want to know, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, I got it. You are the Son of the living. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's important. It's not important what other people think. Stand in no apostolic ministry in this generation. Apostles and prophets are for government. The church need government, because we have a lot of renegades out here. Pastors who don't want to be submitted to nobody. Any church that's operating on nothing but prophecy is out of order. That's it?
The power of the enemy.
The power of the enemy.
Will crumble against the rising of the overcoming church.
Will crumble against the rising of the overcoming church. That's it? How much time?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, you got chapter 6. Y'all read chapters 6 and 7. Amen. Come on. He got it. Yeah, I know. There we go. I know you got it. I got to make sure we have it, y'all. All right. What's chapter 6?
Purpose of the Holy Spirit manifestation.
The purpose of the Holy Spirit's manifestation. Come on, we ain't gonna be long.
4 ways the manifestations could happen.
There are 4 ways manifestations can happen.
People do it themselves.
Ah. People do what? People do it themselves. Come on.
They are consciously or unconsciously self-induced.
They are consciously or unconsciously self-induced.
People try to make it happen themselves.
It happened themselves.
Without any infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Without any, notice that, infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Sometimes people imitate others.
Sometimes people imitate others.
So as to be in the flow of the other supernatural.
So as to be in the flow of the other supernatural.
In a meeting.
Manifestations in a meeting. Now, why is this important? Because that's somebody trying to imitate somebody that don't have nothing. No, I'm just being real with y'all. See, you can't just go around talking about money coming if you've never had an experience with money coming. Now, watch what I'm about to say. You cannot have an experience without embracing who God gave money coming to. Oh, that's okay, huh? See, we got a lot of folk out there. Oh, money coming, money coming. Do you love the money coming man? Because you can't receive the words if you can't receive the one who God sent with the words. There are many things that are happening in the church that this church have to become discerning. Are you listening? Because you can't make a prophecy. Sometimes people are prophesying out of their intellect. Sometimes they prophesy because they want something good to happen to you. Prophecy is. Prophecy is a divine utterance that comes from God. And when we tell people God said something, God's name is on the line, God's word is on the line, and it's time for people to quit prophesying. Because it don't take God long to bring nothing to pass that he promised. And please don't let nobody prophesy your husband. That's okay. There's a lot of that go around. Go ahead on, read some.
Others do it in an attempt to gain attention or sympathy.
You know, some people do it to gain attention or.
Preachers do it suggestibly listeners.
Preachers do it.
To suggestible listeners.
To suggestible listeners. Y'all know people are, can I be honest with y'all? People are easily manipulated. And people will follow the what? Crowd. I'm just being real with you. Go ahead.
Preachers desperate to make it happen.
Preachers who are desperate to make it happen.
Can manipulate the emotional capacities.
Can manipulate the emotional capacities.
Of the people to produce this manifestation.
Of the people to produce actions of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
When people get slammed by the Spirit.
When people get slain by the Spirit.
It is marvelous in our eyes.
It is marvelous in our eyes. Now y'all know some people are not slain in the Spirit. They are pushed down. Oh, some of y'all ain't never got your son. Oh, see, some of y'all ain't real. You go stand up and they touching you and they keep pushing and they keep. Then they put somebody behind you so you can go on down. I'm just telling y'all, I've been in meetings and have come out some of them disappointed. I'm not even going to call the minister's name because oftentimes a shadow is cast upon ministries. But sometimes in large meetings is not necessarily God. Are you listening to me? I say, are you listening to me? I'm talking about major meetings. You go into to these places and you're looking, you're hungry, you're seeking God and you're looking for manifestations only to find out it's a game. Are you listening? Some people are not, they are actually thrown down by the two people up there catching them. Now, I'm not telling y'all secondhand information. I left out of a major meeting, thoroughly disappointed because I knew it wasn't God. Are you listening? The power is supposed to hit. But you, I want to fight. I'm just being honest. So people try to do what? Make it happen. We try to make men look like they have power. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus, they came to get Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He opened up his mouth and a whole battalion of them just went down. Take that. That's real power. You can't fake that. There was nobody out there laying behind him to say, fall over me. And I've seen these things. We shouldn't do that in the church. I don't want people to fall just to say, I'm anointed. But, you know, but if you got power, are you listening? It'll work without all of that. Go ahead, sir.
Such people do not see any manifestation.
Such people do not see any manifestation.
When alone.
When alone.
Or when the meeting are not hyped up.
Or when the meeting is not hyped up.
Demonic influence.
Demonic influence.
Some of the manifestations of this nature.
Some of the manifestation of this nature.
Happen basically because the demonic spirits.
Happen basically because demonic spirits.
And people are reacting to the manifest.
And people are reacting to the manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
Presence of God.
Presence of God. Same thing. See, when the Holy Spirit show up, people act up. But notice what it said. The demonic presence in the people. See, sometimes a man of God, you know, I mean, I'm telling y'all, some family folk get mad at you when somebody act up, coming at them. But when you're in the realm of the Spirit, y'all remember when Jesus kept telling them, he said, I'm going to the cross. And Peter said, no, Lord, you're not dying. No, be that far from you. And Jesus looked at him and say, Satan. Now, what happened if that was your mama? Y'all would have left the church. Devil, we out of here. But see, demons and demonic powers, all of that stuff got to be judged. And see, intercessors, I find, have a lot of problems in these areas. They want to control the pastor and the church. That's okay. I know I've never been a part of them groups. You hear more from God than the pastor. That's out of line. Okay. Go ahead, sir. That's it.
When the leaders lack discernment.
When leaders lack discernment.
These
manifestations
allow full expression, and it dominates the meeting.
In other words, no authenticity of God's Spirit is in those meetings. It's really a lot of performance. And I've been to some of them and left because I couldn't take it. God is real. No, I'm serious, children. That's what I love about Apostle Thompson. He's real. God is real, and that's what all of us need to be, real. All right, read chapter 6 and 7. Amen.